They say that bread supplies the energy that builds empires. Tasty bread is truly an empire builder. For here is a milk-rich loaf packed with nourishment that appeals to the appetite. A loaf which active men and children enjoy eating day after day, that gives them the food elements they need. Let your family build energy on Tasty Bread. Begin tomorrow, and you too will agree it's the best loaf of bread in town. The Tasty Bread winners, directed by Ben Selvin, Harry DeCosta at the piano, and here they are, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Tasty Loafers.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do? Though we're known as Jones and Hare to all of you. We're two loafers now, a set representing Tasty Bread. How do you do, 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 do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do, 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 do?
I'm Billy Jones.
I'm Ernie Hare, and we're a silly looking pair.
How do you do, 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 do?
Well, Bill, how'd you like the ride to the studio in my car?
Oh, pretty good, Ernie. I noticed that you usually drive alone. Don't you get lonesome?
Oh, no, no. I generally run across somebody before I get to where I'm going.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's some car of mine, isn't it, Bill?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That car of mine is a wonder.
Yeah, when you get to a hill, you wonder whether it's going to make it or not, I
know. Is that so? Well, what became of that thing that you used to call your covered wagon?
Oh, I have a new name for it now. I call it True Love.
Why? Because it never runs smoothly?
You get it. Here's a little ditty about a girl who's cute and pretty and a boy that she met. She was with another and he told a friend or brother, she's the one I must get. His friend, he knew her, brought him right to her. Now as a fool and pair, she's staying over somebody else's shoulder. I fell in love with you over somebody else's shoulder. I saw my dreams come true. The moment I spied your charms, my heart was in danger. The girl I held in my arms became a total stranger. Over somebody else's shoulder, I fell in love with you. Over somebody else's shoulder, I fell in love with you. Over somebody else's shoulder, I saw my dreams come true.
It didn't take long to know my heart was in danger.
With love at night here, although you were a total stranger.
Over somebody else's shoulder, I fell in love with you.
Do you like to play with blocks, Bill?
Oh, no, not since I've been a kid, Ernie.
Well, stop scratching your head, will you?
Oh, yeah.
And say, listen, Lou told me that you told him that secret I told you not to tell him.
Why, he's mean. I told him not to tell you.
Well, I told him I wouldn't tell you. He told me, so don't you tell him I told you.
He's a great fella, just a pal, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for that, I won't take dinner with him tonight.
Are you going to eat this late, Will?
Yes, but not with him.
Well, I don't see how you can eat so late.
Oh, yeah, I can eat a big meal, go right home, and go to bed and sleep fine, Ernie.
Oh, boy, not me. Even milk keeps me awake.
I never heard of milk keeping anyone awake.
Well, you've never heard them deliver milk in my neighborhood. Everyone has a secret long concealed within his heart. No one knows of it. No one dreams of that secret hidden apart. Their inner thoughts are full of yearning for something cast aside. Yearning thoughts that always are denied. Now, as a boy, I was always singing, and when I grew to a man, how I wanted to be a tenor and sing as tenor can. Love songs sweet, full of sympathy, I would sing them all the while. But all such songs are not meant for me. I must sing the big bass while. For my voice became a bass. All such songs are out of place. Songs
sounds of the sea and the drink are just enough for me. I can't keep the modern day. Yes, a sinner I would be. Then I'd gain your sympathy. But down with my voice in the deepest of tones. Love can't be heard in a chorus of a groan. Now when I sing, I must praise Davy's song. For a basso profundo am I. Rocked in the cradle of the deep, to that silent song I must sing. Drinking, 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 that imbibing song I must sing. I can sing of love in the deepest of tones. There's no appeal in a voice full of groans. Sweetly I sing, but the notes sound like a moan. For a basso profundo, a basso profundo, a basso profundo.
Life itself is often the origin of an outstanding joke. For instance, well, I'll let our little skit this evening portray just what I'm driving at. We find ourselves in the beautiful but mortgaged home of Mr. John McCoy. Mr. McCoy is a senior member of the firm of McCoy, McGurk, McCaffrey, and Leskovich. The firm is on its last legs, and so is Mr. McCoy. It is evening.
Is that you, John?
Yes, my dear. Have that Jenkins set another plate. I brought my good friend Dr. Smout to dinner with
me. Oh, all right, dear.
I hate to be personal, madam, but there's hardly a morsel of meat in the house. The cook tells me there's but four lamb chops.
Now, don't worry, Jenkins. As long as we have plenty of tasty bread, we'll manage. You know that's what the doctor has ordered for my husband. Plenty of tasty bread toasted. Now, run along and tell the cook to toast a few extra slices immediately.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Doctor, let's have a little dinner now.
I never refuse something to eat. I only hope I'm not making an intrusion. Mrs. McCoy, I'm so happy to see you looking so well.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. The business reverses have certainly played havoc with poor John.
Yes, if it weren't for the good doctor here, I'm afraid my health would give out entirely. You know, dear, the doctor seems to be my guardian angel. When I told him our chauffeur was sick in bed, he drove me home.
Oh, how very kind. You sit here, Doctor.
Thank you.
You may start serving, Jenkins.
Well, I see you people follow my orders. That's right. Always have tasty bread on the table. It is delicious, pure, and wholesome.
That noise you've just heard was the dear doctor doing a solo with a bowl of bouillon.
That dinner
the meal is over.
That dinner basta. While I'm here, I think I'll take a good look at your sick chauffeur.
Wait, Doctor, I'll go with you.
No, you don't. You lay down and rest. I go myself.
It's right over the garage, Doctor.
Thank you.
Who's that there at that door?
It is me, Dr. Schmaltz.
Yeah, well, come right on in, Doctor, even if I don't need you. Come in.
So you're the sick one, huh? Let me see, your pulse is normal, and you got no fever.
Yeah, I know that, Doctor. I ain't sick. But since your family owes me plenty of money, and until I get paid, I'm going to stay right here in this here bed.
So they owe you money, too, huh? Move over.
In and said to her little sleepy head. This little piggy was a bad little piggy who cried all the way home. Years have passed, but it's still my favorite home. I dream and pray someday. And this cute little piggy stayed home, while this little piggy had roast beef, and this poor little piggy had none. How I recall my dear old mother putting me to bed. She tucked me in and said, close your eyes, you sleepy head. This little piggy was a bad little piggy who cried all the way home. Years have passed, but it's still my favorite home. I dream and pray someday I'll stay to a cute little piggy of my own. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home.
Ah, that's
nice. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. Ernie, I think Audrey thinks I'm an acrobat.
Yeah, what makes you think so, Will?
Because she won't give me a tumble.
Well, I don't blame her, Bill. She told you the other night that you were fickle. And, you know, I don't think you could be faithful to one woman.
What are you talking about? I could be faithful to 1,000.
Oh, I always thought you were rounder.
Yes, but I'm square, Audrey.
Yeah, from the back of the head, Will.
Oh, Billy, if you were invited to a wild party, how would you dress?
Quickly, Audrey, quickly.
Let's go take the new thing. Let's go look at my new thing. Everybody go to my new one of shining. Let's go dancing and dining. All romancing and pining. Maybe we'll meet somebody sweet. Let's go take the new thing. We can think of a few things. We'll discover the night is the right time for loving. We're betting we'll find time for betting. Let's go face the new thing tonight. Let's go face the new thing. We can think of a few things. We'll discover that night is the right time for longing. We're betting we'll find time for betting. Let's go fix
that new thing tonight. A delicate, fine textured loaf of bread, a loaf that is sweet smelling, delicious, and yet one that stays fresh longer than any bread you have ever known. That seems a lot to ask for, doesn't it? But that is what the bakers of Tasty Bread give you. They have never been content with just good bread. They have strived constantly to make the best bread. Bread that the woman who is particular about her table is proud to serve her guests and family. Buy a loaf of Tasty tomorrow. Use it on your own table, and you'll join the thousands and thousands of women who praise Tasty as the best loaf of bread in town.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do? We'll be saying that real soon again to you. The Tasty loaf of Jones and Harris, just a minute more to spare. So we'll say to you out there, and then we're through. Good night, good night, good nighty, 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 night. If you've enjoyed our little show by Tasty Bread and Ed Willow, now our time is up, and so good nighty, night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the bakers of Tasty Bread. Tune in again for Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Tasty Loafers, and their guests. Time's up. Good night.